God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things.
Should we rejoice over the historic peace treaty between Israel and the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain? I think we should. I thank God for peacemakers. Matthew 5:9 says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." This is Pastor Larry, and I want to put these developments of the Middle East into some perspective. For 30 years, from 1948 to 1978, not a single Middle Eastern nation made peace with Israel. It was not until 1979 that Egypt made that historic move. Furthermore, this is the first time ever that two nations signed peace treaties on the same day. So what previously took 47 years, from 1958 to 1995, took place in a matter of hours. This is completely beyond anything we have seen in the modern history of Israel. This has happened after President Trump moved our embassy to Jerusalem, and after he officially recognized Israel's possession of the Golan Heights. This makes the peace treaty all the more remarkable, really remarkable. This is why Boaz Bismuth's article in Times of Israel was titled, "The Event That Will Change the History of the Middle East." He wrote, "Even in a pandemic, we can allow ourselves to rejoice at the first open, warm peace between Israel and Arab countries and ignore the cynics who are seeking to downplay the importance of these events." Will these treaties and peace initiatives bring on conditions that are ripe for the Antichrist? Well, I really don't know, and neither does anyone else know. One thing I do know is that it is better for Israel to have more friends than enemies, and for the air raid sirens to be silent for a time. Romans 12:18 says, "As much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men." Dr. Tom Horn is with us for this show. He has taken part in a new DVD documentary titled Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking. You know, friends, trafficking is dark. I didn't know that there is a darker side, but there really is. In the documentary Silent Cry, you will learn the statistical likelihood that your family will have to confront trafficking or satanic ritual abuse. You'll also have a good answer to the question why the Jeffrey Epstein case was only one example of a deep corruption that controls our country from the highest levels of government. There is great spiritual darkness that has our nation and world in its sinister grip. Tom, thank you so much for being on the show with us once again.
Hey, Larry, it's always great to be on with you, and thank you for highlighting this new documentary film. I think you're viewers are going to find this to be the best, I hate to use the term slickest, but I mean it is the most commercial, well-done film that Skywatch Television has ever been involved with.
Well, it is a shocker because, you know, I knew that trafficking is dark, but there is a darker side, and it's awful. So Tom, what was your role in the new Silent Cry documentary?
Yeah, well, there were several key things that I was asked to address in the documentary Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, specifically including the occult connection to people like Jeffrey Epstein, wealthy financier, you know, who trafficked and molested and facilitated the molestation of numerous children. And so in the film, people will hear me discussing how after his arrest, I go through the details about how he was found unconscious in his jail cell. He had injuries to his neck. After that incident, he was placed on suicide watch. Then 6 days later, on July 29, he's taken off suicide watch. And he's placed in a special housing unit. He's supposed to be there with another inmate, but then they remove the inmate. And the jail informs the Justice Department that they're going to put another cellmate in there with him, but they don't. And then the guard that's supposed to be looking in on him every 30 minutes, they say, fell asleep. Both guards did. The cameras stop working, just a whole bunch of weird stuff. And then finally on August 10, 2019, he's found dead. And the circumstances surrounding his so-called suicide very quickly, you know, spawns questions around the globe, doubt, even President Trump tweeting the suggestion, you know, that Bill Clinton was the one that had him murdered. Of course, Clinton his name is on the flight logs to so-called Orgy Island, Epstein's Island, as well as in Epstein's little black book. And, of course, you know, we've talked about some of this stuff in the past. I do a little bit in the documentary film on the so-called body count list, the number, high number of people that have been involved in some of those government circles with the Clintons that have wound up dead under mysterious circumstances and so on. But it isn't just, you know, the people like Donald Trump. There was a recent Rasmussen poll that says that 70% of Americans also believe the suicide conclusion is untrue, that he was actually murdered to keep him silent, and, you know, involving some of the people around him. And the elites that were involved with Epstein, and the evidence that he and some of his friends were not only trafficking children for sex, but ritual sex at his private estates and islands. And this goes to the darker side of trafficking, where we were able to uncover, I did a year-long investigation that wound up in the book called Shadowland that people can also get from Southwest Radio Church. And that was me working with people, including from the Pentagon, who helped me gather information. I even wound up with high-resolution drone footage of the island where nobody can go, where you had this constant supply of underage girls that were being delivered to be raped. And even where buried news reports, which we were able to uncover two of them, that showed that skulls and bones of children had been recovered in the waters around Epstein's Island. And then, of course, in the documentary, we go into the 2018 IG report by the Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz, which contains a section that actually mentions Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation, together with crimes against children, which at the time it was first published in 2018, you know, Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham, they did panel discussions in which experts detailed how it appeared to them that Horowitz was actually intentionally skirting deeper facts of pedophilism connected to the Clintons and Epstein and their inner circle of friends. Of course, one of the other parts in the documentary that we deal with, having to do with cult rituals and sex abuse of minors, and by the way, adults too, which also included ties to Hillary Clinton associates, but as well as Senator Chuck Schumer, some Hollywood stars like Allison Mack and other notables, and even the connection to the 2019 NXIVM trial involving the self-help guru Keith Raniere. You know, Raniere was found guilty of charges involving sex trafficking of young illegal immigrant girls from Mexico. But more than that, he was also found guilty of, quote, human experiments and Satanism-inspired rituals that took place at the cult compound, according to the mountains of evidence exposed by the historic trial, end quote. So what we tried to do in Silent Cry is obviously deal with the subject of human trafficking and the atrocities around it, but to suggest that at least in some cases there is something much deeper and darker going on here that is motivated by ritual magic, sex magic, from occultism. And so as to this occult connection, I could also point out what we talk about in the film, Hillary's obsession with John Podesta's interest in Satanism, telemic aliens, UFOs, that was uncovered in WikiLeaks, seances that were being conducted at the White House between Hillary and Jean Houston, during which she was allegedly visited by the phantom of her political inspiration, Eleanor Roosevelt. And the circle is pretty large. Former presidential candidate and New Ager Marianne Williamson was participating in some of those seances with Hillary. And as a matter of fact, Clinton insider Larry Nichols told me personally that Bill Clinton had told him that Hillary was a member of a coven in California that was regularly meeting to practice witchcraft. And his allegations I found to be believable. So there's another thing here that's raised in the film, but we only kind of scratched the surface. And that is how that some of these people in the lead up to the 2016 election, and during the WikiLeaks expose, it came to light that the interests of John Podesta, Hillary, Epstein, people like that, they were fascinated by material that the IG report says, quote, quickly took a dive into the paranormal, which, according to a senior manager, included studying bizarre creatures, poltergeist activity, invisible entities, and so on, end quote. And those reports were subcontracted to a research team that had been led by a psychic espionage researcher, according to the report, whatever that means, and they don't identify who that is. But it does tie the agencies in 2016 and WikiLeaks to Hillary and her circle of friends to actual satanic rituals and other occultic beliefs, where you have an unclassified U.S. Department of State letter that is included in the report that depicts a ritual partially describing, quote, with fingers crossed, the old rabbit's foot out of the box in the attic, I will be sacrificing a chicken in the backyard to Molech, end quote. So there was some really dark stuff going on here that was tied to human trafficking. Of course, this week, you know, we're learning now that with Hunter Biden, that he too was involved in paying for some of these people overseas that were being sex trafficked. So these were slaves. So it's something that we as Americans, we don't really want to think about this. We don't want to think that our elected officials behind the scenes are doing something maybe deeper and darker than the Grove in California, where they all gather in front of a 40-foot-tall giant owl to worship the demon Molech there. Molech, of course, is the ancient Canaanite demon connected with child sacrifice and is actually reflected in the occult architecture that I examined in my book Shadowland. That's also the issue of it raised in this film Silent Cry.
Well, was there some of the things that you saw? I know you said you have drone footage. So what on Epstein's Island really indicates ritual sex occult activity that was actually taking place there?
Yeah, so people should get this documentary film from you and also from Southwest Radio Church. Get the book Shadowland if they want to get the full depiction where, you know, working with my friends from the Pentagon and also with experts in occult symbolism, we look at what some people call the temple that is on Epstein's Island. There's also a massive sundial on that island with rune stones at the open hours of the clock, which is highly satanic. There's gods and goddesses all over the island that are also connected with Molech, but also historically ritual human sacrifice. There's labyrinths all over the island, as well as at the Zorro Ranch that Epstein owned in New Mexico. And of course, the labyrinth is historically connected to the Minotaur and human child sacrifices. So I know we don't have time to get down into all the minutiae of this in this short interview, so I would recommend people get the film, also get the book, so that they'll understand the occult symbols, the idols, the structures, all of which, by the way, are connected to child sacrifice throughout history, and what appears to be a grand-scale example of esoteric practices at Epstein's New Mexico Zorro Ranch, as well as on his private island, where you had these elite flying in from around the world, and the locals who work there are the ones, by the way, that coined the phrase around the airplane flying in. They're referring to it as Orgy Island. I forget the name of the airplane, but it has to do with having sex with underage children. They were the ones that raised all of those functions just based on those titles, based on the functions that they saw playing out on that island. But there is one thing that I would raise in particular. It's an enigmatic site on Epstein's Island, images of which were captured in 2013, that bear this detailed design of a long earthen barrier, approximately 20-foot high walls with four walkways inside of it, leading to an inner circle around a square. Then in 2017, as investigators were closing in on Epstein, there was some intentional effort there made to disguise the uses of the area. They replaced the layout with a temporary tennis court, followed in 2019 by an empty containment field where now they're just, they have a bunch of equipment parked. But that original design of four walkways inside a confined area leading to a circular midsection that was on Epstein's Zorro Ranch still is, as well as on the Orgy Island, is straight out of antiquity and connected to ancient cultic sites discovered in olden civilizations worldwide, where you had circular, square, and or rectangular images that have this history of being used throughout antiquity, where children would be used for sex rites, but then also often sacrificed to these gods. And so that symbolism is rich with meaning, and it is connected beyond speculation to how those kinds of designs were used in antiquity, including for the sacrifice of children.
Wow, well, that is really an earful, and certainly I've looked at Silent Cry. There's several other speakers there, but this is something that should be of extreme concern to each and every one of us. It just seems like darkness is creeping over the land. Tom, thank you so much. And friends, this is something that you want to get, Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking. And then also the book that Tom Horn mentioned that he authored, Shadowland. So our announcer, Matthew, will come and tell you how you can get these really startling and quite, what should I say, well-researched tools to help you understand what is happening.
Thank you, Pastor Larry. The Bible says the Antichrist will be the deadliest tyrant in human history. How close are we to his arrival? Our special offer today is the alarming new book by Tom Horn titled Antichrist and the Final Solution. You can have a copy for a gift of $20 if you live in the United States, and $40 if you live in Canada. To place your order, just call our toll-free number, 1-800-652-1144. You can also order by writing to us at Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And you can order this book and any of our materials on our website at swrc.com. We also have the best-selling book by Tom Horn titled Shadowland. What does Jeffrey Epstein, the Clintons, Obama, and Biden, the occult, and the deep state all have in common? Find out when you order this book for a gift of $20. Better yet, get both books, Antichrist and the Final Solution, and Shadowland, for a gift of $35. The number to call is 1-800-652-1144. The address to write is Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And the website is swrc.com. Here again is Pastor Larry.
One of the college girls at the church where I pastor related an interesting story to us in our Bible study. She's from another country and is studying in the States. During one spring recess, she was in another city visiting friends. She attended church with her friends. She was telling everyone that now that she is saved, she knows the real meaning of Easter. One of the ladies frowned and said, "You are so happy to know the real meaning of what?" This student associated the resurrection of Christ with a holiday that we call Easter. She didn't know that the word Easter is a word that has pagan derivation. She felt terribly embarrassed and didn't quite understand what she had said that was wrong.
It is certainly good to be zealous for the truth, but not everyone understands every truth fully, and not everyone has been trained or been a born-again believer for a long time. They are still learning. The Bible teaches the doctrine of sanctification. It is a gradual process of growth and very different from justification. Justification is a one-time declaration that, through our faith in Christ, we are right with God and, quote, not guilty. Sanctification, on the other hand, can be a very long process whereby we learn, through personal study, dealing with the challenges of life, and hopefully, growing spiritually.
More than half a century ago, I was a young Christian and regularly used the word luck. But if you have success in something, it is not because you have good luck. It is because you've been blessed by God. If you've not been successful in something, it is not because you've had bad luck. Maybe it wasn't God's will for you to go down that path and pursue that occupation.
Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God." That means if you didn't get that job that you wanted to get, or if you did not get that promotion that you wanted, it was not bad luck, but your Heavenly Father watching over you. He closes some doors, and He also opens some doors.
In John 16, verse 12, Jesus was telling His disciples that He would be leaving them shortly. He reminded them, however, that even though sorrow filled their hearts at the thought that He would be leaving, that nevertheless, His departure would be a good thing. He will send them the Comforter. While they're mulling over His words, Jesus then said, quote, "I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now." There is much more for them to hear and learn, but not yet. They are not ready. They need to grow.
Pastor Larry, I think some of the brethren need to back off a little bit and be a little gentle with young Christians who may not understand the deeper things of God.
I know you're right, Marvin. We certainly don't want to put people down so that we can look really smart.
We usually don't think of Turkey as a Bible land or having a Christian heritage, but that land was a major focus in the ministry of the Apostle Paul. The seven churches of Revelation 2 and 3 are in Turkey. From Breitbart.com, August 21, comes a report that's troubling, yet not surprising. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has ordered that a second ancient Christian church be turned into a fully functioning mosque, just 1 month after a similar decision to prepare Istanbul's Hagia Sophia for Muslim worship. The 700-year-old Kora Church, which was repurposed as the Carrier Museum in 1945, will be converted into a mosque and opened for worship following a presidential decree published in the Official Gazette on Friday, August 21st. The president's decree states that the administration of the building has been transferred to the Directorate of Religious Affairs and will be opened for Muslim worship. The Church of the Holy Savior in Kora, known for its exquisite Byzantine mosaics, was constructed as part of a monastery complex in the 4th century in Roman Constantinople, now Istanbul. Some 50 years after the Ottoman conquest of Constantinople in 1453, the church was converted into a mosque, and the building's precious fresco paintings and mosaics were covered over with dye and lime. Nearly 500 years later, the building was transformed into a museum by a decree from the Council of Ministers in 1945. At that time, the secular Turkish Republic carried out extensive restoration work on the building and its artwork before turning it into a museum in 1958. Like Hagia Sophia, the building has been designated a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Last month, President Erdogan announced the opening of the Hagia Sophia to Islamic worship after Turkey's top administrative court, the Council of State, ruled that the building's conversion to a museum by modern Turkey's founding statesman Mustafa Kemal Atatürk was illegal. In November 2019, the Council of State ruled similarly that the conversion of the Kora Church into a museum had been unlawful because it violated the Ottoman declaration of that building to be used for Muslim worship. Erdogan's decisions regarding the fate of Hagia Sophia and Kora are deemed to represent an effort to appeal to Muslim voters after the president's party lost the Istanbul mayoral election in 2019. Daniel 11:36-39 describes a day during the future tribulation when the Antichrist will be in control of the world. Ultimately, he will erect a statue of himself in the temple in Jerusalem, turning it from its present intended purpose, just like we are seeing in Turkey. "And the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished. for that is determined shall be done. Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any God, for he shall magnify himself above all. But in his estate shall he honor the God of forces, and a God whom his fathers knew not shall he honor with gold and silver, and with precious stones and pleasant things. Thus shall he do in the most strongholds with a strange God, whom he shall acknowledge and increase with glory, and he shall cause them to rule over many, and shall divide the land for gain.
A lack of vitamin D increases the risk of being infected with COVID-19 by 77%, according to a recent study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association Network. According to Dr. David O. Melzer, a professor of medicine at the University of Chicago, quote, given that vitamin D deficiency is common, supplementation of vitamin D intake might reduce the likelihood of developing COVID-19, close quotes.
Dr. Melzer and his researchers found that 22% of the test subjects who had a deficiency of vitamin D contracted COVID-19. But the 60% with adequate vitamin D levels, just 12% were infected. Dr. Melzer said there is evidence from multiple sources that vitamin D can enhance both innate and adaptive immunity. Innate immunity refers to the body's natural immune system response. Adaptive immunity refers to how the immune system adjusts to a virus that evades its natural response. Dr. Melzer said vitamin D can also prevent the excess inflammation that is typical of severe COVID-19.
Melzer noted that there are dietary sources of vitamin D, including fatty fish, such as salmon, eggs, and most milk and dairy products. Melzer cautioned, however, that it's not easy to get the levels one would get from supplements from these dietary sources alone. He said regular exposure to sunlight can also raise vitamin D levels.
The world would be a really scary place if we didn't have a loving God. Remember our special offer, 2 books by Tom Horn, Antichrist and the Final Solution, and Shadowland. Our toll-free number is 1-800-652-1144. Our address is Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And our website is swrc.com. Thank you for being with us today. Join us tomorrow when Pastor Larry and Tom Horn wrap up this series on the Watchmen on the Wall program from Southwest Radio Church.